And this morning for the meditation, we'll be continuing, as we did last time, with an emphasis on loving kindness or metta practice. And so most people have had some background. How many people have had good background in loving kindness practice? And how many people are relatively new to loving kindness practice? Okay. So not so many, at least, who have their screens on. So I'll give a very, very brief introduction, and then we'll have a period just of settling with our typical mindfulness practice, and then come back with a period of loving kindness practice, both in the more common modality of repetition of phrases. And then also, as I did last time, I'll give a guided practice working with what we call radiating metta, or radiating loving kindness, which is a more energetic and body-based type of practice. So the practice of loving kindness is really the invitation of the kind heart, we might say the loving heart, to be present moment by moment. And again, as probably most people know, the most common method that we use comes out of a text called the Visuddhimagga from the 5th century and has been particularly handed down through teachers from Burma, you know, working with early teachers of loving kindness like Sharon Salzberg, and through Sharon to Sylvia Borstein, and to me and to much of the Insight community, has been using phrases that tend to be evocative of kindness or a kind heart. And we can choose our own phrases that work for us, and we typically repeat them silently. And I'll give a method in a few moments. And we start by bringing these phrases to particular beings, very often human beings, with whom the loving kindness tends to flow most easily. So we typically choose two or three, usually human beings, but it could be a pet, non-human being. And we find phrases. And let's put the sample phrases on the screen now, Carlita. And we can use phrases that typically come with a few different themes. One of them is safety. You can see that in the first three phrases. May I be safe, or may I feel safe and protected from harm. A second general category is happiness. May you be happy, or may you feel happy. And the language that we choose is really up to us to see what works. The third general category, as you can see, is generally about health. May you be healthy, or may you be as healthy as possible. And the fourth general category, historically, has been something like, may you feel ease in your life. And ease doesn't mean that everything's easy, but it means that whatever happens, there can be balance and equanimity. And then we could add some others. I added those. The last three lines are some others. May I know the joy of a peaceful heart. And the last two are ones that I use, two of my four phrases. May I rest in the awakened heart. May be held by love. And so the initial instructions are to work with typically four phrases, so we can experience different nuances of wishing well. We choose, again, two beings with whom the loving kindness tends to flow really easily. We say typically, not a complex relationship, but one where it's almost getting close to 100% a sense of warmth when we bring this being to mind. Can be a public figure, can be a pet, can be someone close to us. So, and here today we'll work with two different beings. Traditionally, the two beings that are taken to be easiest are, one of them is called the benefactor, and historically that's been the been a teacher, her mentor, her elderly relative. And then we have the dear friend, who's more of a peer. But I'm simplifying it today just to say two beings with whom the loving kindness or metta tends to flow well. And then we have our typically four categories. Probably most of you already have yours, but you can use these. And we'll keep this up when we do the metta. And then I'll give a technique, which I think I gave last time, which can be used with the loving kindness practice, which helps it to be a little bit less verbal and a little more embodied and emotional. It's a four-part technique which we can use, this is optional, which we can use with each phrase. Step one, have an image of the person or a felt sense, which is what you're body feels like when you're around this person. So step one, an image of the person or a felt sense. Step two, feel the energy around the heart. You can even keep the hand there. So you feel the heart area. Step three, say the phrase quietly to yourself. Step four, let there be a little bit of a pause. Could be 2 or 3, 4 seconds, just to see what occurs. Sometimes we'll feel warmth, sometimes we'll feel nothing. Sometimes we'll feel even something more resistant to the loving kindness. Maybe we feel a little bit of resentment or irritation or something like that. So whatever happens, we just notice it. And then we go on to the second phrase using the same four steps. So that, again, this is optional. And definitely if you have your own way of practicing, feel completely free to do that as you've been doing it, okay? So we'll start, though, first. We can let go of the screen for right now. We'll start with mindfulness practice, simply to ground us, let us be a little more present. So in whatever way you practice to be more present, to arrive, we'll start with that. And do that about 8 or 9 minutes. As we continue to sit quietly, shifting now from the mindfulness practice or whatever helped you to settle into the loving kindness practice. And we'll put the phrases again, Carlita, up on the screen. And the invitation is to practice with two beings, practice with one being with whom the loving kindness tends to flow well. Again, many of us have our way of practicing. Feel free to continue with that. And if you're newer, you can work with, again, with the four phrases. And whether you're experienced or newer, you could, if it appeals to you, you can work with that four-part technique with each phrase. The image or felt sense of the person or being, feeling the heart area, saying the phrase, letting there be a pause or echo or resonance for a few seconds with each phrase. I'm doing that with each phrase, so doing that continually. So starting with one being with whom the loving kindness tends to flow well. And then we'll shift in about 5 or 6 minutes to a second being. Now, as we continue to sit quietly, shifting to a second being, typically we use the same phrases with each being, which helps with the deepening of concentration and stability of mind. As we continue to sit quietly, we'll shift to a second way of practicing metta. We can let go of the phrases on the screen now, Carlita. And this way of practicing, which we looked at last time, is called radiating metta. And it's more likely the way that the Buddha taught and practiced loving kindness or metta. This is where one lets the heart area, from the heart area, a kind of radiating out of warmth, of kindness, of loving kindness. From a text from the Buddha, he says, one abides having suffused with a mind and heart of metta, or loving kindness, one direction of the world, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, and so above, below, around, and everywhere, and to all beings as to oneself. One abides suffusing the entire universe with metta, with a mind and heart grown great, lofty, boundless, free from enmity and ill will. And so we start this practice by practicing metta in our own way, in a way that tends to generate the energy of metta, just as we've done. And feel, if you can now, that energy of warmth and kindness that we've been practicing the last period of time. Feel that as an energy around the heart, if you can. It possibly could be in your whole being. And then see if you can have a sense of the quality of warmth, of loving kindness, of love, whatever we call it. Start radiating out from your own being. The usual instructions would be to let it radiate out from the heart area. But again, it might come from your whole being or maybe from some other place. Let this radiate out to the left, to the right, in front, in back, above and below, filling the space where you're in. For most of us, it'll be filling the space of a room. Maybe some of us are outside. Filling the immediate small space that we're in. Meeting any beings in this space with the energy of loving kindness. You can have a sense, even for some of us, visual of the radiating out in front and back. I sometimes have a sense of vectors, almost like going out in these six directions. Meeting all beings in the space with loving kindness. And then letting the energy go out yet a little further, maybe filling up the building that you're in, if you're inside, or the area just around you. Radiating out left and right, front and back, above and below, from the heart area or from one's body. The sense of warmth and kindness expanding outward. A warm field of loving kindness that we reside in. Let it go out yet further. Might be in your neighborhood or the area around where you are. Going out in these six directions now a little bit further, meeting all beings with the wishes that they be well, with the energy of loving kindness. Now going out yet further, maybe through to the expanse of the town or city where you are, filling the entire space, radiating out from the heart, meeting all beings in the space with the energy of loving kindness. And now going out yet further, it may be to fill up an entire area. It could be like a state or a province or a country, if it's a smaller country. Feeling the radiation out from one's own being, one's own heart area. Left and right, front and back, above and below. Now letting the energy go yet further, filling the entire continent. The energy of loving kindness or metta expanding, meeting all beings with warmth, with kindness. And now yet further, filling the entire planet, radiating out from one's heart in all directions now. Now the last step is to let the radiating out from one's heart go in all directions now without limit, out into the entirety of space, much as in the passage I read. Suffusing the entire space with metta, the mind and heart grown great, lofty, boundless, in all directions without limit, radiating out left and right, front and back, above and below, from one's own heart, one's own being. And now returning, just being in one's own smaller space, in the room where you are, if that's the case for many of us. Being with that radiating metta or loving kindness, just in the space we're in right now for a while. Now, keeping that sense of radiating loving kindness going as we now shift to our brief group practice where we invite those who wish to speak about a being or a place, part of the world where there's a need for care, for metta or compassion on the one hand, or a person or a part of the world where there can be a sense of gratitude or appreciation. Keeping that sense of radiating metta as you listen.